K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Victory Friday, folks. Happy Friday, K-State Nation. You first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. First postcast of the fall semester. Well, I'm not in school anymore, but first postcast of the fall season. How about it, folks? We put it in existence. Well, I should do this more often, even though I don't like to do that, but we put it out in existence. And K-State women's soccer on the board for the first time in 2025. Colin Corbin's first win as a head coach for the K-State women's soccer team as they shut out Oral Roberts last night. 2-0, or in terms 2-0, whatever, same damn thing. 2-0 last night. Thereafter, no score after the first half of this ball game there. Like I said, like I talked about, the defense is not what I'm worried about, because the defense, to me, has always been there from the Mike DeBeanie era, but now we can officially close that chapter, even though we'll still mention him from time to time. And now the chapter, the book, has opened on Coach Colleen Corbin delivering. Her team delivers her a 2-0 win there, as the first goal of the season belonged to Rylan Renew there, who absolutely nailed a shot there. And then the second one happened later on as Hannah Palmer, shot out an early game ball to her. Hannah Palmer played a part in both of these goals, assist in both goals there, as well as Alex Reichier. Scored the other goal for K-State there, and that pretty much a little insurance, that's what I'm gonna call it, on whether that's baseball, football, whatnot. That's, and in soccer, in a game of soccer, ooh, that's huge insurance there, as the Lady Cats shut out Oral Roberts last night, 2-0 there in front of Bill Music Family Park. A lot of first here, obviously. Head coach Coach Corbin there. First K-State win, first home win, and first win against Oral Roberts, because going in, the notes had it that this was the first time playing Oral Roberts there, even though her squad, well, now her squad, or K-State, has played Oral Roberts twice, and the last time we played Oral Roberts was a couple years ago when we lost to them there as well. How about we gotta call, give a shout out here to Maddie Sibling, the goalkeeper for K-State. I called this earlier. I fought, even though we kind of don't know each other, but I'm a big follower of hers. How about this? First career shutout for K-State last night. Second of her collegiate career there from Lee Summit. How about that? So how about that coming through last night in Manhattan, Kansas, there as K-State put the goose egg on Oral Roberts last night. 2-0, Eddie Greer. Pro Project Podcast postcast, first one of the fall semester, as head coach Colin Corbin getting her first win, official win, as a K-State head coach there. K-State 8-6 in total shots there. Also had an advantage in corners as well, 4-3 as well. Now Corbin, now one more. Under 500 currently. I know this is not a matter right now, but 23, 24, and 12 now in her three career seasons as a head coach. So, hey, can we get one more this weekend? I know we got Portland State coming on Sunday. We'll look at that this weekend as well. Again, I encourage you, subscribe to this podcast every day, K-State podcast every day, whether that's football next weekend. We got Star coming up again. They'll be right back at it on Sunday there as well. How about this? Ugly at home. Record at home. But I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway. 23-45-8 for the history of K-State women's soccer at Buser. But picked up a huge win last night in the regular season opener against Oral Roberts. The Wildcats now 15-12-6. In the month of August. They've always been solid in the first month of the year. Under former coach, the foundation of K-State, we'll call it, Mike DeBeanie. They've been always been pretty solid in the first month, and all and for when the season goes on, it tanks. we'll see what happens here. But it's a huge win there as well. And how about this last night to put a bow on it? K-State ladies soccer team ending a 5-match losing streak. Woo! You got woo! 5-match losing streak. 13-match winning streak, a stretch of 10 losses and 3 draws. Yeah, I've been saying all along, it's Coach Corbin's job now to put this team in its next building block, which is winning on a consistent basis. Look, they're competitive. I didn't say they star and all that. This program has been always been competitive, but always on the other side of these 2-0, 1-0, or 1-1 games. Well, you're going to get draws. I'm sure we're going to get our share of draws, ties. I'm sure, but celebrate this win. That is for sure. Two different K-State players scored last night. The first goal of the year belonged to Rylan Renew, and then, of course, Alex Regier added the insurance last night thanks to 2 assists by Hannah Palmer there in the middle of both of those goals. So she played really well on the offensive side there. And oh, by the way, Palmer, back up to her real quick. First career assist as a K-Stater as the start of the season. So how about ending that with a bang right there as well? we're going to end with a quote here. Let me see here if I want to say. Probably going to go back to it a little later on. But, hey, we got some notes here from Coach Corbin after her first win last night as her team, watching her team win, shutting out Oral Roberts 2-0 in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, the 30th Pro Project Podcast, postcast, all things Kansas State sports for the Pro Project Podcast. Quote, here's one of them. Quote, we are resilient. We can do hard things. We have to choose to do it. That's always a choice, but we can do it. And I hope they feel that. And I hope that they see when we lean and commit to do the things we want to do. And we don't just let the games then come to us. We are going to be really effective. So again, we're resilient and we're going to continue to build that mentality, that grittiness. I'm very proud. End quote there. That's one of the several quotes. I'm not going to go through the whole thing because I'm a little short on time. but yeah, so there's that. And then of course, hey, we include Rylan Rintoul, the junior for K-State, delivering the first goal of 2025 last night for K. Her team as her team blanks Oral Roberts. Quote from Rylan Rintoul as I kind of slows things down a little bit there. A quote, I think it was just thinking about knowing I'm in front of the net and I'm getting anything on the ball I could in the direction of the net and hoping that I got enough on it for it to go in. Yeah, he gotta mistype some stuff in here. Whoever typed this missed some stuff in here. So I got Ab Lib here on the Pro Project Podcast here, folks. Yeah, she's been out for 2 seasons, so this is her first. Another first last night for Rintoul. This is her first match in 2 years, and she talks about that. Quote, it's a long recovery. It happened at the end of August, going back to 2024. Well, a year or so, but so I'm about a year out, so it's my first game back at Buser, so it's really special to come out and score, and I have a win on our home, and get a win on our home opener, so I think it's just a long recovery and a good reward at the end, end quote there as well. And then, of course, the other person who scored last, the other player who scored last night, Alex Reichier last night, talks about scoring her first career goal for K-State. Quote, yes, it was so exciting, and it was just so cool for my whole team to jump and surround me, and the celebration was so much fun, end quote, there as well. And then we'll put a cap on, book in on this, and we're continuing with Alex Reichier, and then, of course, continuing on playing here. Quote, it's just so much fun, and with the new coach, we're just having so much fun every day, and the culture is amazing here. I was just so excited to help the team and get on the field and score a goal for us. It was a big one. It was a big one, no doubt. There, as in, here's a search run. Talking about baseball. It's a huge insurance goal last night there. Reichier puts it in the net, and as the new head coach now, we can take kind of the frame off of that, but new head coach, Colin Corbin, and her team, K-State Women's Soccer, delivering a huge win last night against Oral Roberts by the count of 2-0 last night. Next, I thought I've just been mentioning it early in this postcast. On Sunday, they'll host Portland State. Sunday morning soccer, baby, in Manhattan, Kansas, 11 a.m. So they gotta turn around. I'm pretty sure they'll celebrate this a little bit more today, and then they'll turn around quickly and take on Portland State. We'll have all the postcast. We'll have y'all covered here on this podcast all season long, like your normal. Round of applause. We got it, baby. We got it. Put it out in existence, and it delivered last night. 2-0 after nobody scored in the first half. K-State scored thanks to Rylan Rentau getting her first goal and getting the first goal of the season. And then Reichier tacked on the insurance there for a huge 2-0 win last night. And K-State, obviously, easy math, 1-0 early in the 2025 campaign. For a Project Podcast, by the way, you catch that. Y'all want to catch that? If you can't go to the game, on ESPN Plus, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Get it wherever podcasts found, free and available daily. Where I have a chance to record K-State content. Your first time listening to this podcast, make sure you subscribe, because we're officially underway with sports, baby. In the fall, next weekend, next Saturday, Iowa State, Dublin Island football, K-State, Iowa State, top 25 matchup. Looking forward to seeing what our boys in purple can do in Ireland, and fresh content coming. I'll get on that tonight. I'm running short on time, but we recorded last night. Myself and Alex Aiden over on the Podbean app. GRIER number 3EDDIE apostrophe S podcast. Again, that's GRIER number 3EDDIE apostrophe S podcast for more content there. We recorded part one of the schedule rundown. I'll have that up tonight, and I'll have that up by the weekend for you guys to listen to it on there. So looking forward to that. And of course, we will preview Iowa State next week over there. So again, y'all want more bonus coverage, make sure you go over there. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater and a new Wildcat fan or a student about the Pro Project Podcast. Kansas State Women's Soccer 2, Oral Roberts 0. Colleen Corbin, you are a winner at K-State. First win as head coach of K-State. Only the second head coach in K-State women's soccer program history, and added in that last night, receiving her first win last night, right off the bat, first game, first win, 2-0 over Oral Roberts. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports.